and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow, somewhere, someday.
Listening to KBOO Portland, the time is 7 o'clock, and next is Combine Culture Radio. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Vintage Ska and Rock Steady with Keith and Tex on Saturday, December 22nd from 9 to 11:30 p.m. at the Jack London Review in Portland. Keith Rowe and Philip Texas Dixon are most known for their rock steady hits Stop That Train, Hypnotic Eyes, and Tonight. This event features Keith and Tex as well as Winston Flames Jarrett and DJ Zach Doe for this holiday concert. Again, that's Vintage Ska and Rock Steady with Keith and Tex on Saturday, December 22nd from 9 to 11:30 p.m. at the Jack London Review, 529 Southwest 4th Avenue in Portland. This is a 21 and over event. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yo.
Yo. KBOO is excited to be part of the 2018 Willamette Week Give Guide. This year, Willamette Week and KBOO are challenging our community to give with their dollars and take action by showing up in real life. KBOO has been showing up for over 50 years.
Give to KBOO today and you get full access to the Chinook Book app, plus freebies from Laughing Planet, Gluten Free Gem, We Press, and Nosa Familia Coffee. You can contribute right now at kboo.fm/give
or call 503-231-8032.
Support KBOO, where music makes the movement.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Foreign running on diesel, dog. Playing with my name, this lethal, dog. Who you see? What? Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top, it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dog. Say it now, you gotta show me what you gotta do. Bring the clip back empty. You asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dog. I just broke her off with a 10-piece, dog. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dog. It's just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't go playing ball, but I'll show you how to gotta do it. If you really wanna ball till you're five and you're back against the wall, and a bunch of need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it all day. Yeah, a lot of murk caught me in a hard way. Got a sticky and I keep it at my dog's place. Girl, I left you loving magic, not saw shade. Still going bad on you anyway. I can feel like 80 rats in my Amiris. Me and Drizzy back to back, it's getting scary. If you fucking with my eyes, just don't come near me.
Get out my way.
Put some bins all on your head like Jason Terry. Rich and Millie, cuss a Lambo. Known to keep the better d- on commando.
Salute.
Every time I'm in my trap, I move like Rambo. Ain't a neighborhood in Philly that I can't go.
That's a Fendi.
For real. She said, oh, you rich, rich.
You rich, rich.
I graduated, call me Ben Fish.
Ballin'.
I got Lori Hari on my wish list.
That's
the only thing I want for Christmas.
I've been having my way out here, yeah, no, that's facts. You ain't living that you said, yeah, we know that's cap. You ain't got to ask me when you see me, no, I'm straight. DTOVO, we back again, we going back.
Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved, I just what? I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't go playing ball, but I'll show you how to gotta do it. If you really wanna ball till you're five and you're back against the wall, and a bunch of need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it broad day.
I can come in and fix it.
There we go. There we go.
Well, off to a little rough start, but we're going to be all right for the rest of this episode. This is Combined Culture Radio. This is your host, Jalen, in the studio. We got Full House here
today. Right now, special guest. You know, we got the Smooth Collective founder, Tay Collier. You know, you got your, what's your little brother's name again?
K Smooth, Kevin Collier.
There you go.
I'm the right hand man to this man's there you collection.
Go. Got yeah, the right hand man.
Yes, sir.
We got Victor and whatever. Yeah, all the time. We got Aron, you know.
What up, Portland?
Classic man, you know. And we got Oba in the back with this dog, just chilling, you know.
Studio audience?
Yeah, yeah. And today we're just going to do a little talk about, you know, Tay and his business and everything, what he got going on. And hopefully there's some listeners out there that may be thinking about starting their own thing who could get inspired by the tales of what Tay has going on, because, you know, nothing has come easy for this man growing up through his whole life and everything. And to start this is an amazing process for him, and to keep it going for what, how long's it been now?
It's been a couple years.
Man, so what do you want to start from the beginning? Like, let's talk about your artistic talent, bro. Where did you start? When did you start to get inspired, man, and feel your creative juices going?
Man,
you know?
I started drawing like when I was a young buck, bro. It was like,
like, sports. We talking coloring books or like
we had coloring books, bro. We had, man, I had all the magazines come shipped straight to the crib, bro. Like The Source. We had all the Slam magazines. And I was so thrilled by like all those magazines, and I was just like, man, let me take a page out of this. Let me rip a page out of this magazine, bro. And I just started drawing stuff, bro. Random artists. You know, we had plenty of like players, you know what I'm saying? So like, it started when I was a young buck drawing, man. Really, with the art.
Mm-hmm. Feel it. What about you, K Smooth?
Hey man, same thing, really. It was kind of something I just stumbled into. Like, I always loved to draw. Like, the first thing I started drawing was cursive letters. Like, I really stayed one day at a recess, and I just sat there and was like, you know what? I'm going to just draw all this stuff right here. And it started from there, and then it just elevated to, like, drawing people on characters. And, like, I just really loved to create, like, just anything with a pencil at the time. It was doodling from anything, like. That's where it started, man. For real.
And so, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Let's see.
The journey started 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Fast forward 2 years. Man, so this is at a point where, like, you just got done, I think, doing football.
Yeah.
Which was, like, at the forefront of your life, right?
Yeah, I had hung up the cleats. And it took me a couple years to, like, even get back to playing football. I had a tragic injury. Which I had committed in high school, but I played through it. For all those football heads, y'all kind of know what that feel like. Yep. But it closed a door for me, and it just opened up another whole complete door that's always been a part of me, really.
Yeah.
So I mean, mom got three, so I'm the oldest of all those, man. And
It's just like, how could I connect with all my brothers? How could I connect with all these artists with like minds as me? So we started a couple years ago, man, and
that's cool.
Take a little bit.
That's cool.
Took a little bit.
Man. So, I could just speak on my side of it. Like Tay said, like I always had the dream to like start a clothing line. Like my whole idea was, in high school, I came up with this clothing idea called Big Head Astronauts. And I would share with my homies, like, hey, yo, bro, I'm about to start this line, da 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 da. Like, I even got a four color silk screen press back then in high school. My dad, he was like, hey, yo, I believe in your dream. You've been putting out work, da 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 da. And he just got that for me. Shout out, Pops, good looking. But yeah, it started from there. And then, you know, by myself, it wasn't working, you know. I got sidetracked, you know, life took me into a spiral. But once that spiral landed me back with this dude, and then we started connecting, like, and like from there, like, we reconnected, like, for real. Like, 2 years ago, I could say that was like my first time meeting my bro, like, for real.
It's crazy how timing works out. We were just talking about that earlier before the show, just how crazy timing of like different people's timelines, and they just meet up and then boom, something happens out of that, right, you know, right. It's mm-hmm. really crazy to think about.
Yeah.
So I think like the biggest step I want to elaborate on is the actual starting of it, because it's one mm-hmm. thing to have the ideas, you know, in your head
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, say you're going to do something, but what was it that actually motivated you to go forth and execute this business idea?
So it started the summer 2016. Mm-hmm. Man, we was helping out my dad with his whole establishment. It's called NODR, which now he's going under the name The Adventures of Crappie Killer. It's to the outdoors market, you know, the hunters, he's a fisherman, so everybody outdoors. So we was making all his apparel, because it kind of went viral, man. Like, really? World Star, Shaq's podcast. Yeah, man, like, everybody was, like, Tosh on top of his stuff. Yeah, he got on Tosh.0 eventually. But man, that summer, we was just making all his apparel, man. Like, and it was just like, sheesh, we might as well do our own thing. Yeah, bro. We got all these people that, you know, how to draw in our mm-hmm. collective, you know. And so it was just like, it's no brainer, man. Like, we sat down one day, and it was just, bro, it was like most of us. It was like my dad, my uncle. It was like most of the brothers with us. But, you know, you're looking at the two people that run Smooth Collective.
We stuck it out.
Two of us. People think it's a whole collective, but it's two of us, and we collab with different artists.
Yeah. That's so collaboration. Combining mm-hmm. cultures.
That's real.
Yeah.
To make a smooth collective.
Yeah.
Hey.
Which brings me to the next topic.
That's the next collaboration right there.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's happening right now.
Let me write it down real quick.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. But that swings me into the other thing I want to talk about. What does Smooth Collective mean, bro? Like, what does that name come from? Did it just sound wavy and you just went with it, or what?
Because it does.
It does sound wavy, and I for sure, yeah. Like, what's
so? I kind of like really gave like that whole driver. I was like, Kevin, you got to come up with this, bro. I was like, Kevin, you got to come up with this, because of the fact that we wouldn't be here if like if you didn't even have that BHA, you know, that type of mindset back then in high school. So like, it was really like, bro, you come up with this, dog. All
right, so I came up with Smooth Collective back when I was making the Big Head Astronauts, trying to make that like something. Mm-hmm. What Smooth Collective back then was like, that was an umbrella to Big Head Astronauts, because I wanted to like extend myself to other things. Like, I wasn't gonna just box myself in this idea. So I was like, you know what? No, I'm gonna create this umbrella, the collective. And I was like, you know, it's smooth. Smooth is like, okay, it just runs easy. It's just like, it's like the water, like, you know, it's fluid. It just moves, you know, smooth. Yeah, right. You feel me? So I was just like, I work like that, fluidly, like just very smooth, and it comes like that, easy to me. I don't have to work too hard. And that's what the name Smooth Collective came from.
But it evolved.
It evolved
to where, you know, it became a platform. It became a platform.
the way we look at it is like, you know, we're the collective of artists, of creatives coming together. Coming together is the biggest thing that in that sentence, coming together to create a smooth culture. And the culture is just, you know, creating anything positive within the arts, you know what I'm saying? Like, and let's do it all together. That's just, you know, was the main that's thing where it evolved coming together. To.
Was a big piece, big component that was like, you know, we're going to drive this by telling our story of us coming together. And we both love to create art. We love to express art. Like, it's a part of our life. So we know everybody out here, there's a market, there's a people out here that feel the same way we feel.
For sure.
And so, it's a little tough, you know, because, you know, just like the culture embedded in like the African-American community, we kind of like despise each other in a way to where, you know, it's kind of hard to like work with each other and, you know, come together. So that's just kind of where we want to start our platform.
I feel it, yeah.
Kill the stigma.
I like that.
By the way, any other questions, you chime in, feel free to.
Hey, you got some really good questions.
I do got some good questions.
Just letting you flow.
I got another good question. All right, go ahead. But I'm just saying in between.
If I got something, I'm going to throw it out there.
But for real, so one thing, when you first launched this brand, I remember, like, I was like, oh, what? Like, I knew you did, like, a little bit of stuff. And I was like, oh, this dude Tay is drawing. Mind you, I didn't know you was behind this, too. So I'm sorry.
It's all good.
That's the thing. I thought it was just Tay. And I'm like, man, Tay over here.
They either think it's just me or they just think it's Keith.
That's exactly.
Depending on who you follow on social media.
We like that because, like, we both got, like, the different audiences.
Right.
We tap into it, but, like, we still at core.
Yeah,
for sure.
Y'all got to start tagging each other and stuff or something, bro.
Oh, we do. We do. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that's facts.
We can talk about it later. Anyway, I wanted to say, like, going into apparel, like, that is a highly competitive market.
Oh, definitely.
No matter where you start at, like, that's just a competitive market. And I feel like there's a lot of discouragement that comes with that, you know, in terms of like, will this be able to grow? Will I even be able to sell it? Are people going to like my stuff? How do I appeal to the masses? You know, stuff like that. And I mean, 2 years in, you know, it's a decent amount of time, but at the same time, still very young, of course, you know.
Yes.
How have you and both of y'all can answer this too. How have y'all dealt with the challenges of, you know, infiltrating like that market, or dealing with the challenges of like people talking down, saying like, oh, these, they just making t-shirts like everybody else, you know, because it's more than that.
Go ahead, Keith.
All right, so I mean, like, man, it's tough. I could say, like, just the reality of it, like, it's like you said, it's a tough market. But the way I feel like we approach it differently, just because,
I like that,
We work on the act of creativity. So like we're gonna continue to give something that is of value, not just because it looks good, but like because of the process of making it, and the ideas that I was incorporating into making it, and the concepts.
I like that.
So it's we're approaching the wave of everybody, like, you know, kind of, oh, we're making t-shirts too, oh, we doing this too, da 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 da, but like we're coming with a, like, a more driven purpose of like what we're doing,
and more meaning. It's interesting that you say that, because I have noticed, like, I've never seen like the exact same design, you know. You guys have a lot of variations of designs, and I think that's what easily separates you guys from other urban or other brands or apparel, you know, companies in Portland.
Right.
Because you, I mean,
I appreciate it.
I've seen, you know, you got the with the glitter, you got it with just the simple silk presser, you know, it's just like
with the drip on the edge.
I was like, ooh, the metallic gold.
Okay. With the gold drip on the shirt. Yeah, bro. I was, whoa. Yeah.
Just a different.
Wowzers.
Just to kind of elaborate, I just feel like we've been through certain situations in our life, like in our prior, you know, situations, to like build us up to, you know, having thick skin.
Gotcha.
You know, when people, you know, try to disagree or, you know, throw negativity, you know, at the brand, you know, let them, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing but driving me. I've always been that type of person where it drives me. But you know, it's nice to have somebody in your corner. It's nice to know that there's other people out there that's trying to do, you know, something similar to you, you know, like different artists. So it's just, it's pretty cool to know that we're not alone, and we don't take it, we don't approach it to where we alone, you know what I'm saying? We worked with Vic, we worked with, you know, plenty of other different companies here in Portland. I worked with my college, different high schools out here in Portland. So it's just like, it's not just us, bro.
We want,
you know,
it's
our community, you know, and we trying to build something that's gonna leave that type of impact and that type of, you know, like the purpose that Kevin was speaking on.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of piggyback on that, after these, or since these 2 years, do you two feel like you're at where you imagine you would be at within 2 years?
Definitely not. The reason being is because of it just started with a drawing on my end. Like, man. I came with, you know, my legendary, you know, the King Pac design. Oh, so
man. I remember, I'll never forget
classic.
That.
We didn't even have a logo. We didn't even have a name to our brand at that point.
Like,
so it's just crazy. Like, I wouldn't ever known that we would have worked with so many different people.
Right.
It's just a blessing, to be honest with you. It's a huge blessing.
Yeah, I just had a flashback, right, when you said that.
Same, bro. Because that was like, I remember, like, when I said earlier, like, seeing, like, you post something, and I couldn't remember what it was, and I remembered it was that King Pac.
Right. Yeah.
You post that King Pac shirt, and people was going crazy.
Yeah, bro. That's why I was like, wait, take a draw?
Yeah, and that's where it happened. And I was like, because I knew you did, like, a little something. That was a very detailed, like, drawing too.
I was involved
the West Coast.
Weren't you in like that, like, entrepreneur class or something? Or like, okay,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
See, I didn't even know that. Look, he was already on the.
There's a lot of things people don't know about me.
Because I just remember when, like,
we made the t-shirts too, and I think that was our senior. You wasn't there, but go ahead. Sorry.
I just remember it, like, when everybody had their designs, everybody, and like. Didn't everybody make a shirt from it too?
Yeah, just
like
one I was in Cam's little, you know, I was helping him out with his little thing.
Oh yeah,
you
know? Okay,
yeah,
that's just, right.
When he was like the King Pac, just made me remember all of that. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay,
yeah, bro.
So high school, man.
It's crazy,
start
man.
Then and you know,
yeah, there's a lot of different things, you know, that if I didn't play sports, you wouldn't know it about me, but I played sports, man. Right. I put that helmet on, it was kind of like a shield.
Yeah.
People
was,
didn't really know or want to know who I was, and you know.
Yeah.
So
for just, sure,
unless it was about ball,
right.
So
it's true. That's a whole other thing. We do a whole episode on that.
We could, but man, we ain't getting into
tune
that.
In next.
Did you have another question?
I did have another question. Do you have another question?
I did, but like
you could go ahead. I've been asking a lot of questions.
But I don't know because I feel I feel like it might be a similar question.
I want to refine my question, so go ahead. And
okay, fair enough. this is what we do. So. Now that you know you are 2 years in, what do you look forward to the most? Mm-hmm. For say, I'm gonna put a limit on it because I mean if you go just like in general, then I mean,
right,
you're going forever.
It could go on.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. Let's say for the next two years, what do you guys look forward to the most, or what is something that you really want to achieve?
You wanna go for it.
So next 2 years, you'll see a lot of more video visuals. You'll see a lot more music from Smooth Collective. You know, we do have music made. We do have music coming. We have another brother in the collective. His name is Isaiah Collier.
Yeah.
Shout out to the bro. Mm-hmm. He actually makes most of our beats. He's a rapper himself. He goes. So, you're going to see a lot of that. You're going to see a lot of different collections with...
Are we
the
talking
ladies?
Smooth Collective Records, bro?
Nah, this is called Smooth Productions.
Oh, Smooth Productions. Not even Collective. Yeah, we just straight productions.
That's another department, you feel me? So right. It's just like, we're going to the ladies. We coming for y'all too.
Yes.
The kids.
Yes.
Those collections definitely be here in 2019.
Yes.
Exciting.
It is.
Yeah. Exciting growth.
Growth.
That's
huge.
That's people been asking my goal for 2019. It's all about growth for
right.
me.
Yeah. It's been that way, you know, since we started this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a thing to hold us accountable, you know.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
What you got, man?
Nah, like I just want to piggyback on that. Like, we definitely hitting hard with visuals. skits even. We just want to come more of it as a brand, you know, at next level, the next level.
Show the story.
Yeah, really tell our story and really show the people what we about. And, you know, I feel like it's time. It's really time to, like, push our story because mm-hmm. we have work from the past to, like, you know, okay, we've been working. Now it's time to elevate and show the story.
Right.
Know?
For sure.
The way yeah. we look at it is kind of like we've been a mystery and just yes. kind of exposing the mystery now.
I mean, that's a... And I've had other entrepreneurs on here before, too. And, like, I never really thought of it that, like, if I thought about starting a business, I would never approach it as, like, I'm just going to stay low-key.
Right.
And then build up, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I realized there is some value to, like, having a mystery about you because people get curious. Mm-hmm. And then they're just withholding that truth from them. Mm-hmm. And then when it's the right time, boom, spit out this what right. we got. And then everything catch fire after that.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally.
Yes, yeah. sir.
That's yeah. crazy. We having real business talks.
So with like the multiple collections or
brands,
like sub brands, you know, yeah. under that main brand or that umbrella, do you feel like having so many, do you think that could eventually be an issue?
I am looking for a new job, so
no. No, because of, you know, that opens up a, you know, a job for somebody else. That doesn't mean I'm taking that job.
Right.
That doesn't mean Kevin's taking that job. Yeah. It means it's opening up opportunities for other people to,
exactly.
to, you know, if that's your expertise, why don't you, you know, come make money with
join
the collective?
Join
you know?
The team.
You know?
Right.
And you made it sound like a cult. Why not make money with the collective? Okay, Suge Knight.
Right. Okay, well, I did go there. Huh? But you know, it's just it's simple like that, man. Like, it ain't just one thing, bro.
Okay.
You know, to where it's just art.
It's important,
yeah, for sure.
When you do that, you get, you know, the blinders on, and then you just narrowing down, and then like, yeah,
I think that's really smart. And like, you know, people just look at you like, oh, you make shirts? Nah, bro, I do all type of other different things. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And people don't realize, and I want to touch on this real quick and see if you guys could testify to this, but the crossover between working in multiple creative fields. How does that play out for you guys in terms of, you know, because right now, from what I know, from what you told me, you guys are doing the shirts mm-hmm. and you guys are low key doing music.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now,
like over a year.
And I understand that, like, creatives from all background, like, it's usually like not a creator that just only does one creative thing. There's always something, you know?
Yeah.
And so I want to know from y'all, like, how does, like, what is there a feedback loop there? Like, what's going on? Like, does the music inspire the craft? Does the craft inspire the music, or both? You know, what's going on there? Because I haven't, you know, y'all be keeping everything sheltered in.
Yeah, and I can just say that it fuels the whole bigger picture of what we're trying to do.
Okay,
because like we said, we want to express all our creativity within the brand, and so like. That's music, that's photography, that's visual, that's design, that's, you know, it's we're unraveling the big picture.
For sure.
And that's what inspires me to continue to, like, okay, oh, I got a song. I'll you know, I'm gonna go in with my bro and we're gonna fish up a beat. Oh, this goes right with the concept of this shirt that I'm making.
Oh, okay.
Like, it kind of intertwines with each other.
Yeah, everything
kind of ties in. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, Zay got the power of, you know, our sound. I always tell him that, bro. You the head of our sound.
Y'all look down. That's all we got to say.
Y'all look down. Then we got Keeve, you know, he's just more just... You know, he's the art, bro, like the graphic designer. This is also a singer. This dude sing and rap too, bro.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
These dudes, I ain't even no rapper, bro, but when every time I get around them, I feel like a rapper, bro.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, I can see that.
Up.
Yeah. You know, I started in the church, you know, and then I elevated it to, like, you know, I'm a discover my own sound, you know.
Hey, that's huge.
Yeah.
Can't be sounding like anyone else out here.
Nah,
B. That's one thing I cannot stand. Bro.
I can't do it.
I like the way Bryson Tiller sounds. Maybe if I rap just like him mm-hmm. and sing like him, right. I'll get it. Nah, shut up.
It's not gonna work.
Shut up.
Nah.
Be yourself.
Exactly.
Find yourself.
Be yourself, right. Man. For real.
Exactly. But are we hitting the halfway point? You know, we gonna get this little intermission song going. Something like that. It's a Space Cadet, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah.
I'm hip to music now, Victor.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch out, boy.
Illuminati way.
We've done it with robotic arm on the space shuttle. We've
Bought a spaceship, now I'm a space cadet. Big white mansion in my habitat. Aim right at stage like a laser tag. Fuck a wish, having rich set. Smoke a lot of trees, need a weed plant. I didn't take a lean where to lean at. Sleeping on these jeans, there's a beanbag. Got red going jeans, cause a cool rap. Checking from my fan, life is fantastic. Broke his hands, sleeping on the mattress. So I felt like a hell when nobody happened. Hot shells jumping out, they semi-automatic. Ran it up by the condo, got a new edit. Now the VV's with a V-long jean jacket. They can see me even if you had 3D glasses. Man, in the bikini, she from Calabasas. Got a pocket full of blue cheese and some green relish. I'm a psycho for these hunters, got a cash fetish. I've been studying these hunters, I'm a mathematic. And this love make me wanna buy my daddy caddy. This love got me geared up, I don't need a hattie. Trade goals, let these know we've already. Spent some clothes on my queen ball capping. Alien feel like I'm living on my own planet. Bought a spaceship, now I'm a space cadet. Big white mansion in my habitat. Aim right at stage like a laser tag. Fuck a rich, damn rich set. Smoke a lot of trees, need a weed plant. I didn't take a lean, where to lean at? Sleeping on these jeans, there's a beanbag. Got red going jeans, cause a cool rap. Shit, no shoes overseas, they were patent leather. Shop in Tokyo, Japan, they the best ever. Blueberry t-shirt, sleeve vanilla. Hard top, turn a vert, riding any weather. Ain't gotta bend down, this ain't a propeller. Man, we spend it dying, copping Gucci sweaters. Instead of dripping niggas, drowning, I cannot help them. It's a booming out of guys, we are not the devil. Got Colombia ties out of Mexico. Spent the beds 100 times, still smell. Got some pamphlet, feel applying, feel like Velcro. I'm buying it, like shopping on Rodeo. I be if you don't want copy, visit day, yo. Ain't stingy, my bro gonna get a payroll. I just want the pretty women in the pesos. I can only hit the engine in this Lambo. Bought a spaceship, now I'm a space cadet. Big white mansion in my habitat. Aim a lot of stitch like a laser tag. Fuck a rich, damn rich set. Smoke a lot of trees, need a weed plant. I did take a lean, where to lean at? Sleeping on these jeans, there's a beanbag. Got red going jeans, cause I'm cool rap. Bought a spaceship, now I'm a space cadet. Big white mansion in my habitat. Aim a lot of stitch like a laser tag. Fuck a rich, damn rich set. Smoke a lot of trees, need a weed plant. I did take a lean, where to lean at? Sleeping on these jeans, there's a beanbag. Got red going jeans, cause I'm cool rap.
We're back, Space Cadet. Dell, don't think I didn't see you running through the hallways. That was some lightning speed. I've never seen you run so fast.
Yes, I was right on time.
Right on time. I appreciate it. I looked over. I was like, oh, where's Dell? And then just saw you fly past the window like a space cadet. Anyways. Yo, I've really grown to hate myself and the jokes I've been saying lately. And it really has me scared. I was like, do I have a kid out there? Because I'll be making dad jokes like it's nothing. Anyways, enough about me.
Bro, that's because you just had a birthday, man. So yeah, it's like,
I'm old, bro.
You're getting up there in age. Old, bro.
I'm 24 now, guys.
Hey, Kobe.
Oh, man. Mm.
Kobe.
Happy birthday to you, man.
Really? Year of the Mamba.
Yeah. Year of work, bro. That's all it was for me.
I don't know what it is. I just... Something's going on, bro. Something about 24.
You just get over
Kobe it. Knows something. I was mad at him for turning 24, but he knows something that we don't, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Anyways, bro, I want to loop back to this Smooth Collective thing we talking about, you know. This entity that you've created on your own, y'all two on your own, just pulling it together. So I did want to talk about, you know, this is something, you know, you might have felt like you could have been working on for a long time now, right? You know, time is everything, of course. Yeah. But like, you know, retrospectively looking at it, you're like, I could have been working on this, you know, get my craft even better if I would have just, this was my only focus. You
sure.
Know? And as you guys start to grow, you know, I'm curious, like, how you plan on giving back to the community if that's something that's in your interest, you know, and inspiring other kids to grow.
We've started, we've donated money, the last 2 years we've donated money to Madison's youth football team.
Yeah. Okay.
What was it? Cool. 500 last year?
500, yeah.
This year it was 1,100?
Yep.
Nice. So, you know, we're trying to make a presence for sure within the youth, you know, in the community. We have plenty of, like, different... plenty of different ways we want to connect with them, you know, like workshops eventually in the future.
Workshops.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like to where we teach in how to screen print. Vinyl press, you know, heat press, that type of stuff.
We got to talk after this about that, by the way.
Right.
Got some people to connect you with, possibly.
For sure.
Network. But yeah, man, that's dope that you're doing that. And Aron, you in here? Mm-hmm. Take that.
What's up?
You know, I want you to talk about, you know, you work with youth a lot too, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, we got two fine gentlemen up here who, you know, found their calling and discovered their talents. But you know, working with kids at a young age, what do you think is like the biggest struggle in terms of like making them realize their talents and invest in them?
Man, honestly, I think it's just the education system today, a lot of the times, is not designed. You know, you get those special individuals who do put in the work and the time to, like, not just teach the curriculum that they have, but extract that talent out of a kid. But the way our education system was designed is for a job market that no longer exists, right? And that a job market that didn't take into consideration.
Wake up, people.
You know, like when it comes to creativity and then, you know, the whole new technological movement, right? And so I think one of the scariest thing is when I get kids that come to our school, usually, that self-confidence is already snuffed out. Like they don't have that drive. They're afraid of the education system, right? And that's the place where you're supposed to cultivate those skills. I heard them talking about with y'all about high school. And how y'all started that process back then. And what kills me is, since high school till now, the lack of investment from those bigger organizations, the educational institutes, right? You would want to think that, you know, if you see something like that happening in your classroom, you begin to kick resources towards that. You know,
man.
You know, so
that's so real, man.
That's deep.
That's so real.
Yeah, that's the scary
part. That's something I really never even thought about, because it's like, me as a person, you know, just now I was talking about, like, if someone expressed me that interest in something, I just start instantly in my head, like, who else do I know that's like that? Let me pop them,
exactly,
together to make something. That's something like I've never ever, I don't think I've ever had a teacher do.
Exactly. See, and that's the scary thing. It's like, you know, I come to the game now, and
like, even if it's just with another student, you know, like
if three of you could draw, go ahead. Why don't y'all design this, you know, column for me, or this magazine, or whatever, and then I could grade you based on that talent, right?
Design my slideshows, like something like.
And it's amazing, man. Like,
slideshows, if
you can give credit, for students doing that, right?
That's real.
How many people actually do that?
Right? Not too many. Too many.
That's the sad part for me, I think.
Yeah,
that's what we lack.
Do you guys, Tay and K Smooth, do y'all feel like that's something you experience on your own growing up in our education system, in terms of like your creative abilities being suppressed? Or do you feel like, you know, there might have been some opportunities created for you where like you were able to find confidence in yourself to actually, you know, express your creativity?
You wanna go first?
Go for it.
I can say yes and no. I was fortunate to have SEI in my corner, and they show me opportunities that a lot of the school system didn't have the opportunity to show me.
Definitely.
And I worked with the Nike NCPE program, the Nike Experience. So I helped create shoes. I helped, you know, the graphic designing of that. And that was because I had the connection of, you know, this is what I wanted to do. They knew that I love art. And so that was that half of it. But it was also like, when I was at school, it was, I wasn't being supported with the arts of what I would like to do. You know, it was of curriculum, and you know, it's, you know, it gets boring. You're trying to do what you like to be doing, you know, rather than, you know, stick to the book of what they got going. So,
and that hinders your creative side.
So
you're not allowed to really explore that creative side. Or you don't know how to explore that creative side, because you're not given the opportunity.
That is huge. Finding that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I kind of spoke on it earlier, like, you know, just the environment of school, like, you know, I just never really felt like people really were interested in like knowing more about like the person I am instead of just what I give to that school, especially at Central. You know, I felt like it was more like you guys like my abilities, but you guys don't really like what I, you know, my other abilities, you know, what really truly makes who I am. And that's kind of how it is in school. Like, you know, a lot of kids like, you know, this, and this is what's going to pop, you know, because you're an athlete and that type of things. And like, it kind of does suppress the fact that, oh, okay, I can draw too. You know, like, it always get kind of forgot about.
You like quick to be labeled. You right. Know?
So quick.
Like a weirdo, you know?
Yeah. And it's just like, it's like crazy because it's like,
because I'm different.
These boundaries.
That's what it, I mean, if I could describe like my experience in high school, it's like they really want a conveyor belt freshman year and they just send there like on an assembly line, all right, football player, slap a tag on you. It's like a tag.
Right, it's a label.
And like, yeah, bro, I feel that. Like, even me, like, I wasn't even that invested in sports, too. Like, we played. I was cool. I dropped a pick that I could have returned as a touchdown. Listen, we're not talking about that right now, though. Are we, Tay? I know you think about it. I'm kidding.
Think about that every day.
But you did have a one-handed interception freshman
year. Okay, I did.
Hey, that was clean. You were like,
it's still on Facebook, too.
Hey, I like...
Shoot,
I was upset that the ball didn't come to my side because I probably would have picked it.
The sad thing was a terrible throw. The sad thing is I was beat. Like,
you were.
I was beat.
You were.
And I just happened in the underthrows, man.
Overs,
terrible. Unders.
Yeah. Bro, I'm watching that highlight tonight.
Send that to me because I need to see that
you.
Again.
Anyway, back on track, man. I just want to say, like, even me, like, I got labeled as a football player, someone who didn't even really start or, like, play like that. And, like, I mean, I started, thank God we had, like, that music program in our school. And that's really, honestly, I feel like what saved my life in terms of me being able to, like, see myself as differently. And because, like, even in my family, growing up, like, my older sister, she played hoop, went to college for hoop. Marquia played hoop. Kind of similar situation as me, but you know, she found her talents. You know, she was really book smart, and like me, I was doing cool in school. You know, I was doing good, but like it was one of those things where I just realized I was able to do something outside the norms that people established for me, which was huge, man.
Yeah,
very huge. Cause like there's so much out there, so much things that you could get exposed to that our feel like our education does not provide for us. You know,
I feel the same way. I feel like, you know, outside of the education system, I was kind of blessed to where it's like, you know, I went to different camps growing up. Like, people don't know, I went to a Lego camp, bro. Like,
what?
I was in Lego club in sixth grade, bro.
They had a Lego club at your school?
Bro, we had a tournament for Legos, bro.
Okay, you lucky I didn't go to your school. You are so lucky I didn't, bro.
It was at Woodlawn. People didn't even know really about it, bro. What? And, like, the crazy part about it was, like, we was building a rover for Mars, bro. Remember how they was trying to grab a boulder for Mars? Around NASA was?
Yes.
Bro, the tournament was built around NASA, bro.
That's
so like growing up, man, like that's one of, you know, that's a fair example. Like I went to law camp, and you know, man, I did all type of different things, like trying to figure out what I want to do.
Of course.
So it was just kind of blessing that you got to go outside of school,
Of school, right?
To do all this stuff. Yeah, you know, I feel like these type of things should be available at school, like at an after
or school, through school, or you know,
right,
you know,
through the school, sponsored by the school. You know,
that's so cool, bro.
That is dope, though.
Yeah,
I can you know, just to speak on that after school, because I actually worked at King Elementary with the SCI, we're bringing in classes that are actually enriching and interesting for these kids, but it's just the funding, you know, like it's not enough, man. We can't keep these teachers here, like, you know, it's really tight. Like,
it comes down to it, and we're getting a little off topic, but when it comes down to it, it depends on like what our city values, and you know, if they think that bike lanes are more valuable than kids' education and other types of stuff they spend money on, then that's what it is. And got to get out there and vote. Too late. I do want to touch and expose y'all on your music, because y'all just be beating around the bush on that. Okay. That's something I really want to expose, and I even tried to crack a track out of y'all to put on this episode, but couldn't get nothing.
Oh man, 2019.
Yeah, all right,
we
bro.
Really got you.
Y'all gonna have another episode on here then or something.
We got you on that too.
You know, we did a little album release for Victor a few weeks ago, so we could do something similar.
Oh
No. You was at the out listening party. The day it dropped, we premiered it on this station.
Oh, yeah.
And we did a whole album breakdown. Yeah.
I did hear that.
It was cute, you know what I'm saying?
Congrats on your album, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love it, bro. I listen to it damn near every day.
You got slash craft.
The man now.
That's the song.
Right.
That's the one.
Yeah,
everyone could buy into that,
bro. It's for everybody.
I feel like everyone could just
Sweet Tooth. You know, that's
enough about Victor's trash album.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. No, we gonna get some prelims because at the end of the day, this conversation might be sampled on a future album, and you know we gonna talk about it.
Hey.
We gonna be like, man, this is back when we was just in the studio, no one knew about it. So no, I just want to talk about, you know, what type of musical direction are you guys going in? Like, what type of music going to be making, you know?
We don't limit ourselves, man. We Smooth Collective, bro.
Okay.
We make music. You know, there's times where I be trying to sing. And Tay trying to sing.
If y'all don't know, bro, this dude Tay is Tyrese, bro.
Hey, I'm trying to live that R&B lifestyle.
Ain't nothing wrong.
I low key am. That's why we, you know.
You gonna hit it though for us?
I can't even do it for y'all, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Y'all just gotta wait for it.
He said, ooh, yeah.
All right.
You got Tyrese and Jaquese in the studio.
I'm done. I'm done. I ain't claiming king of R&B.
I'm dead. I'm just messing with you, bro. For real, though, on topic, though, you know, just. We don't really like the hype stuff, to be real.
Are you guys doing more experimental stuff or whatever's coming to mind?
We've been experimental, experimented for the last, you know, year and a half.
Give me some insight. How many songs y'all got going on right now?
Keeve himself three, four albums, bro. On me, this dude got like three, four. Singing, bro.
I got real songs, bro.
Zay got so many beats. Vic, I gotta send you a couple, bro. Honestly, but bro.
Portland's gonna eat up my bro Zay. I'm just putting that out there before it happens. Like,
I'm for excited. Real.
They gonna eat up Key too, man.
Oh man,
you know what I'm saying. I got a little, you know, like conscious stuff. You know, it might blow over some heads. Mm-hmm. So,
but, you know, music is definitely hype. Fast paced now, so you gotta catch what you catch.
Yeah, man.
You
know? It's been interesting. And like for me, I mean, I know my music making journey, I'm very casual about it, but like the biggest part for me is like just trying to find that originality in it.
Right.
Definitely. You know?
Because I remember when I first started making music, I mean, there was a stage where it was just flat out trash, you know, it didn't sound like nothing. But, you know, I hear myself just sounding like what I'm hearing at the time.
Right.
And I hate that. No matter how good it might sound,
it's hard being a beat maker.
I hate it because I'm just like, I don't want to sound like this. Because like it doesn't feel like I actually created something. You know,
right?
I feel like I just recreated something and put my own touch on it.
It's hard being the beat maker, man. You know,
being
the producer is hard.
For sure,
it's always gonna be hard, especially you know, like you said, find that originality in it. It's kind of hard, like to find originality with all these sounds that you know.
It's not like, I mean, because what I broke it down to is like when I first started. And this goes across all arts. I thought it was like just you get some divine inspiration that just comes out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, like when you don't have a start to it, no one's telling you a guy. Like, I was just like, man, boom. Like just tapping on the keyboard, just like trying to figure it out. Didn't even know how to play nothing. And I started realizing, like, just through my growth of just like dabbling in different fields, that like your biggest touch on creativity comes from actually dabbling in different areas of music. Bro, I was listening to Irish Celtic music earlier today.
That's real, bro.
Found a song I'm gonna sample, you know.
That's how
stuff like that, or like just learning how to play different tunes. And like it's huge being able to expose yourself to different things that aren't necessarily mainstream.
And that's why I connect with like being experimental, like because
you don't have to make that hit right away, you know?
It's like I don't want to fit into like the box like you're explaining, like I want to create that originality within the sound and continue to like explore that and push it, you know. Push it. So
people don't realize like when they hear a hit song, it's not just one song. That's it could be a collective of like 20 songs. Or, you know, just like either that you subconsciously incorporated, something that you heard somewhere, or consciously incorporated, you know, like, oh, I like this sound, I'm gonna try to flavor that into here. Or maybe like I made this beat before and then I'm gonna kind of like incorporate, you know, just stuff like that. That's what people don't realize, you know. Nothing's original.
Honestly, everything's been done. It's tough to be original out there. But I mean, you know, that's where experiences, our life situations, that's definitely been like, you could hear that narrative in our music for sure.
Man, that's real. That's very real.
We ain't saying we pock or nothing, but you know.
Nah,
definitely not. But we, I mean, you know, we like to keep it real.
And so you do your own t-shirt presses, you know. I know how you do that. What's up with the studio? Do you guys have your own studio too? What's going
right
on?
Right now, we are looking for a place to record. My brother makes beats everywhere.
We really mobile with the studio. Like,
yeah, you can say that's how it kind of is right now.
We've been mobile with the studio.
Kind of just need a setup. Been looking for a spot, so that's where we at with that.
And I encourage you all to, like, if you guys are just dabbling into it, like, don't be discouraged about like starting in your closet. Or in your room,
in your garage. We in a garage, bro. We've been in a garage for 2 years doing our stuff. Yeah,
like don't be discouraged, man.
I mean, cause like, there's so much I could say about that process.
you just gotta
get into it. It's gonna be trash at first, possibly, but eventually it just starts getting better.
Hey man, I recorded a 17-track mixtape in the closet, bro.
I know, I was there, man. The USB mic.
Actually, shoot, more than that. It was more songs than that. So I will never forget, bro.
I'm starting at this dude's house, bro. In high school, bro, he had the USB mic. He was like, and I was on his computer hitting record and stuff. Like, dude, like, I was like, bro, how do you do this when I'm not here? He's like, bro, I have to like time it and then cut it.
I had it down too.
But it's just like, it's beautiful to see like people evolve. You see, you know, grow. I've seen you grow like crazily, bro, within your art, bro. And this is, it's just a blessing to see that, man. You know, that's we love seeing other artists just do their thing and, you know,
for sure,
just perfecting their own craft, man. You know.
I mean, like, when I see it, it's an inspiration to me. So I'm sure it's probably the same for you guys too.
Definitely.
For real. Much love. Well, we got about 10 minutes left here. You know, I wanted to just go around and get some closing thoughts, you know, on whatever it may be, your creative process. I'm going to start. Boom. Here we go. Nah, bro. I just wanted to say, you know, just to the people out there, if you feel something inside of you, get it out, you know. Whatever it is, you know, if that's, you know, writing, drawing, you got a hangover, you got throw up, get it out.
Get it out. Are you talking about yourself, bro?
Are you talking about yourself?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Oh, man. All right.
I could say something, man. Don't be afraid to support your own people, man.
That's a huge thing
I could say is, you know, we ain't ever going to get anywhere that we want to get unless we could come together. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why we at this state where we at is because we so divided. So we just got to come together, man. And, you know, let's move forward, man. There's plenty of things in the past that we could hold over our heads or other people's heads, but it's just about moving forward, you know?
For sure.
Most definitely.
And, you know, I can dabble back in, you know, just being, don't be discouraged in whatever you're doing or pursuing. Like, that small little seed that you planted, you know, that whatever it may be, that book you writing, that, you know, song, album you making, that painting you're drawing, like, it's all meant for the process of where it's going to take you further on. So it's like, keep watering, keep putting that nutrients and everything into that seed, you know, because you're going to need all that is going to accumulate, bro, and it's going to sprout and blossom, you know.
I'm already excited to hear this music, because the way he just talks, he over here just speaking in colors, word metaphors, bro.
Word play. The dude is cold.
The dude just cold. Wrote a poem.
He's cold, man. Y'all gonna see, man. For real.
That was a whole haiku right in front of us. That's crazy.
Man, for me, I'd say don't be afraid to fail. Honestly, like everything in life, if you don't know what it feels like to fail, then, you know, winning won't taste as good. Right. So just make sure, you know, follow the process. If you fail, reorganize, re-strategize, and attack the same thing again.
Mm-hmm. Fail forward.
LeBron just hit it with the Will Smith.
He did. Sheesh. Fail forward. That's real. That's what I thought of immediately. Right.
That's exactly what I thought of. I would have to say, I'm actually glad you said about the don't get discouraged, because I have something similar. During your whole creative process, and when you're finding your own art, your creative style, try to keep a positive mindset. It's so hard not to, because you can get discouraged. But if when you keep in a positive mindset, man, I feel like it just carries you so much further and like at a quicker rate. There's like all that positive energy you're putting out to the universe that will be reciprocated right back to you. That's right. Not at that exact time, later down the road when it's super unexpected, and it'll just hit you and you'll be like, wow, I can't believe this just happened. Like,
it's crazy.
This is you know what happens when I take my time, and
most of the time that's just the beginning.
Exactly. Right. It is. Man. That's how I feel for me right now. Definitely. So,
man, that's sure. Crazy. Yeah, man, I wanted to thank y'all for coming out today. You know, thank you for the KBU community for listening. And like Victor said, you know, and all y'all elaborated on, you know, just keep grinding. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to come full circle. It may not be perfect, but it's going to be a circle. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, we're going to drop this song by Georgia Smith called Imperfect Circles.
Wow.
SmoothCollective.com.
Get at us. Get at us.
Round and round and round and round and round and round we go. Round and round and round and round and round and round we go.
are tuned to KBOO Portland.
So this is Christmas.
On Monday, December 24th, Prison Pipeline hosts will feature your holiday messages to your loved ones in prison, as well as greetings from prisoners for those on the outside. Email your message to kbooppc@gmail.com or snail mail your holiday message to KBOO Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon 97214. Then tune in on Monday, December 24th at 6:30 p.m. Again, that's kbooppc@gmail.com or mail KBOO Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon 97214. And happy holidays from the Prison Pipeline Collective every Monday evening at 6:30 p.m.
From the radio station that brought you the Fall Drive thank you spot comes an on-air acknowledgement so controversial it will blow your mind.
On behalf of the entire KBOO community, we'd like to offer our deepest and sincerest thanks for your contribution to KBOO's holiday membership drive. Your support makes KBOO possible. Thank you.
Oh, the humanity!
Our end-of-year fundraising campaign is still going on. Go to kboo.fm/give to donate right now.
Radio will never be the same again.
Support KBOO, where music makes the movement.